Good morning. It's 11 minutes before the hour. You're listening to NPR's Morning Edition over Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's 42 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Today is Tuesday, April 17th, 2012. I'm Robert Woolsey with Raven News. It's probably no surprise that the District 2 Democratic Caucus over the weekend nominated Barack Obama for president. He was the only one on the ballot. But the dozen or so party faithful who met Saturday at Harrigan Centennial Hall in Sitka also took policy stances they hope will earn recognition from the statewide organization. The District 2 Democrats came out against what they call corporate personhood. It's a response to a Supreme Court decision in early 2010 that says corporations have the same freedom of political speech as individuals. In essence, the ruling allowed corporations to spend an unlimited amount of money on political campaigns. Keith Nitre is the district party chairman. He says the party strongly opposes the notion that corporations are on par with individuals.
They are not living, breathing entities. They do not have the right to vote. They can actually be owned by non-citizens of the United States or governments from other countries. Oftentimes they're multinational, transnational corporations, and their influence in our elections has become, shall I say, unduly distorted.
The local Democrats also passed a resolution asking the statewide party to advocate for better funding to the Alaska Marine Highway System, and they're concerned about broadband internet access throughout the state. The third resolution urges the Alaska Democratic Party to support regulations on broadband internet service. Such regulations would be enforced through the Alaska Public Utilities Commission.
At some point, they'll have to step in. It's a matter of timing, but at some point there will be, because of we're looking at monopolization in many of the communities in Alaska, and as we know here in even Southeast, there are monopolies that unfairly, charge for the services that they provide.
The resolutions passed on Saturday will travel with five delegates to the state convention next month in Fairbanks. Beginning in August, all Sitkans could find themselves voting in the same place. That's because of a plan to consolidate the city's voting precincts. KCAW's Ed Ronco has more.
Right now, Sitkans vote in four locations: the Public Safety Academy, Centennial Hall, the Methodist Church, and Grace Harbor Church.
In Sitka, it seemed like it was somewhat redundant when you had a precinct within a mile and a half to 2 miles from another precinct.
That is Municipal Clerk Colleen Ingman. She proposed consolidating the precincts in connection with the legislative redistricting process that Alaska is going through right now. Under the plan, everyone would vote at two precincts, both of which would be located at Centennial Hall.
I picked Centennial Hall for a number of reasons, because it had the capacity, it had the parking, it had the accessibility, it had the restrooms, and it was centrally located. And it is within 7 miles of just every resident in Sitka, whether they live on an island or whether they live at the very end of either road.
Ingman says the primary reason for wanting to consolidate the precincts is because of accessibility. The city has received complaints from people who are disabled of trouble navigating parking lots or doors at every location except Centennial Hall. Still, the plan has drawn concern from District Democratic Party Chairman Keith Nitre. He says he's been assured that there will be the same number of voting booths and poll workers as there would with four precincts.
But there's an issue of parking. There's an issue when it comes time to vote for a general primary in August. The cruise ships are still here using a Centennial building. I'm more afraid of voter disenfranchisement for many reasons.
Local Republican Party leaders said Monday that they had not heard much about the plans. This year's primary election is August 28th. As for the cruise ship concern, one vessel is scheduled to stop in Sitka that day, the 382-passenger Silver Shadow. Ingman requested the change about a year ago in a letter to the State Division of Elections. She says part of the process will be public notification about the changes that should begin in the near future, and that includes signs posted at all former precincts redirecting voters to Centennial Hall. Alaska Division of Elections Director Gail Fanumiai said the new precincts are not a done deal. She says there are still some administrative steps before they're finalized, including a 30-day public comment period still to be announced. This is Ed Ronco in Sitka.
Now that we know where Sitka's economy stands, what should we do about it? The second part of Sitka's two-part community discussion on the economy is today in the main auditorium of Harrigan Centennial Hall, beginning at 1:30 in the afternoon. And while the topic is the same as last week's economic summit hosted by the Sitka Chamber of Commerce, the approach is different. Sitka Economic Development Association Director Gary White says the goal of the upcoming forum is to collaborate and to build support for new ideas. He would like participants to focus on new money.
Because it spins through the economy and it helps prop up all these different sectors, including education, including the grocery store, including the guy cutting hairs. All of it gets the benefit of that new money coming into the economy.
New money is what enters the community as the result of primary economic activity, like seafood sales. White explains it like this.
Basically, there's two types of industry. There's prime industries and there's support industries. And the prime industries are why an economy or a community even exists. Ours is fishing. It's healthcare, such as search. It's our visitors industry. It's government. It's nonprofits that bring outside money into our community. And that is money that stays in the community and then spins through the other parts, which is the support industry, which is your grocery stores, your city government, your things like that. If we don't have that prime money coming in, the support industries don't exist, and therefore the community somewhat doesn't exist.
White also wants Sitkins to dwell less on what they think is wrong with the economy or the local government or the school district and concentrate on the community's assets. This is where White believes new ideas and new money will emerge.
So, you know, we've got the forest, we've got fish, we've got water, we've got our natural beauty, we've got the Sawmill Cove Industrial Park, we've got all these different assets, our airport, our schools, our access to capital, all these base things that we need to develop an economy.
White is not looking for 45-minute PowerPoint presentations from local entrepreneurs. He wants to hear ideas from the public and then try to build consensus around a few achievable goals. The process is modeled on Sitka's Health Summit, which has had notable success over the past few years. He hopes, though, that anyone willing to advance a good idea would also be willing, with support of the group, to be that idea's champion.
You kind of pitch your idea, and then there could be, you know, five guys sitting in the back of the room that think that's a great idea, and they want to get with you after the fact and really make that become a reality.
The Economic Forum will wrap up at 5 p.m. this afternoon. White plans to spend the last hour narrowing the top ideas to three and then developing a list of action items. For a link to the full agenda for today's Economic Forum, visit our website, kcaw.org. You can also listen to a report on last week's Economic Summit. A number of Southeast Alaska boat harbors will see repairs or construction under the legislature's capital budget passed early yesterday morning. It provides millions for docks, ramps, and associated facilities. The nearly $3 billion public works budget could still be reduced by the governor's veto pen, Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
I'm walking around the docks at Juneau's Aurora Basin Boat Harbor. In places, it doesn't look very stable. The sailboats and yachts and cabin cruisers here are tied up to finger floats that have seen far better days. City officials hope that will change. The legislature's capital budget includes more than $33 million for harbors around the state. More funds will cover cranes, ramps, and other related projects. About two-thirds of the money is for projects in Southeast. Officials say it can't happen soon enough.
It's to the point where the repairs aren't really doing anything anymore. It just needs to be replaced.
That's Juneau Port Engineer Gary Gillette. He's talking about Aurora Basin, not far from the capital city's downtown. Parts of it were built in the 1960s and the rest in the 1970s.
We try to maintain it as best we can for safety reasons and stuff, but it's the wood and the float material has become so saturated that they're slowly sinking and there's only so much you can do at some point.
It's in the budget for $2 million, which the city will match. Gillette says that will fund phase one of an overall $20 million project. Petersburg is also due for some harbor improvements.
It's just wonderful. The whole waterfront will be alive. And I think it'll benefit everybody in town.
That's Harbor Master Glo Wallen. She's looking at $3.5 million towards replacement of the town's North Harbor near the center of Petersburg. There's also about $5.5 million in the budget for a commercial drive-down dock and $800,000 to upgrade the crane dock at South Harbor, closer to the town's ferry terminal.
We're rocking and rolling on the design aspect of all of them, so we really we're looking for the funding to be able to get going on them.
Haines, Heidelberg, Hoonah, Sitka, and Skagway also have money in the budget for harbor replacement or repairs. Saxman, next to Ketchikan, also has a small amount of money that could lead to a major expansion. Officials say few boat slips are available elsewhere.
So it's awfully congested in the Ketchikan area, so this is really an ideal location for another harbor.
That's Leona Hafner, Saxman City Administrator. She says the planned new harbor could accommodate a couple hundred fishing, recreation, and tour boats. The $350,000 in the capital budget matches another grant supporting design work. Hafner says the location, near the town city hall, is outside the area's most crowded waterways.
Right now, that small passage has tour ships going through on a daily basis during tour season. We have the Alaska Marine Highway vessels traveling through there, as well as a fishing fleet.
Most of the harbor projects were put in the capital budget by the Parnell administration through a municipal grant program. Others were added in by legislators. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.
You can find information on all harbor projects proposed for Southeast at our website, kcaw.org. And you can catch most Raven Radio news stories again at our website, kcaw.org. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Simply start with the links on our homepage. Zone weather forecast today for Sitka and PA calls for rain showers this morning, becoming scattered in the afternoon, highs around 49, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts to 30 miles per hour, becoming southeast 10 to 15 miles per hour in the early afternoon. This is KCAW.